And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg once again. It is Tuesday. That means the Garden Line is open with our host, Mike Wiggins. How you doing, sir?
Hey, doing very good. Tell me how you're doing.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, we have, feel bad that Meg is a little under the weather. We wish her well and hope she gets back to work soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had some spotty rain, and I'm thinking about you.
Oh, no, we've had some. And you're right. Yeah, it has been a little spotty, but it looks like, just looking ahead, that we've got some very pretty weather coming into the week, and let's hope that happens.
Mm-hmm.
One, so we could get out and do the things in the yard, in the garden that we want to do, and two, for our tourists, for our visitors. I mean, we want a little sunshine and beach weather for them.
Absolutely.
Without thunderstorms and that type of thing.
Yeah.
So let's hope we kind of slide in some dry weather for a while. Which always, when we talk about that, we have to talk about what do we do in regards to watering. And, of course, in my mind, we've had all this, you know, spotty rain, thunderstorm here and there. And you say, well, maybe that's enough watering. We don't need to worry about it. But I think, as we know, I don't think, I know, and in Pensacola, you know, we don't have soil. We have sand. And the water just goes right through every time. And so we need to kind of schedule ourselves, get our sprinkler system scheduled. We've said it 1,000 times, maybe 3 times a week, 30 minutes, and that's what we need to do. Now, if we get a real, hard rain and lasts for a couple of hours, just turn the system off. Just skip that one.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't want to go into it with the mindset, well, we've had a lot of this rain, I'm not going to worry about watering for a while. And don't forget your container gardens, your container plants, all those tropicals you've planted really will dry out so quick in a container that I know I had to get out last night. Well, I say last night, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
My age, that's last night.
Yes, it is. Mine too.
I'm with you. I got out and we had to water. For example, I had some bush daisies. The bush daisies are sort of a signal plant for me, because they show a lack of water real quick. And when these kind of, the leaves kind of start withering a little bit, it'll bounce back with the water. So anyway, I went ahead and watered the hibiscus and some of the other tropical plants that I have. And I think that's the way to do it. But pay special attention to those container plants.
Yeah, I think the
you got to do it.
Heat index was like 105 yesterday, so I would imagine things will dry out.
Oh, well, there's no question. No question. And like I say, it's just the water. We have that sand. Our lawns dry out very quickly. So I disagree with the experts sometimes. They will tell you do not water your lawn until your lawn tells you it's time. And that's when a blade of grass will kind of fold up. Also, when you walk on a dry lawn, you look behind you and you can see your footprints.
Mm.
Those are indicators that your lawn really needs water. I don't like to get that far along. I like to schedule 3 times a week. I think that does better. But the experts, sometimes they're right, so you may want to follow them. Point is, just don't neglect the watering.
Absolutely.
Just don't want to do that. And you know where we are here, BJ? We're here right on, is this the first day or the second day?
Second day.
Hurricane season. Second day. Do not forget to look at your trees. Call your favorite tree surgeon and have him look, especially at the live oaks. Have him look at those in your yard to see if they need pruning, because, you get a big wind, that can be a disaster if you have a tree lose some limbs, fall on a house, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because these trees, many of them get so thick, the foliage acts like a sail on a sailboat. It'll catch those winds and damage, the tree. So many of the tree surgeons we have in Pensacola, and we have some good ones, some real good ones, can get up there and do some pruning. It kind of opens up the foliage on that tree.
Yeah.
These guys, in my opinion, sometimes you almost need to label them as artists, because they can get up and prune that tree, make it so the wind kind of goes through it, but yet you don't tell that the tree doesn't look like it's been butchered. Mm-hmm. You make it look really nice, and these guys are really good. And when you look at it, maybe from a financial situation, you may say, you know, this is kind of expensive. But when you walk out and watch those guys up in those trees with those ropes and chainsaws and all that, they're earning their keep. I promise you that. So need to pay special attention to that as we go into hurricane season. And maybe even in our yards where we have pots and soil and types like that, things we use every day, tools, just keeping in mind that when the big storm comes, we need to be sure all of that is secured, you know, it's not going to fly around. Mm-hmm. So a lot to do, a lot to think about with hurricane season coming, and let's just hope we don't have to worry about it. We don't deserve it. We've paid our dues. We really have. I know I had a guy look at my roof the other day, and we were talking about folks that have Ivan roofs. You know, it's been a long time. I think a lot of the experts will tell you that you should replace your roof after 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been many a year after Ivan, so there are a lot of Ivan roofs around. So just have to be careful and be cognizant of these issues that involve tropical storms.
Yeah, I liked last year how everything spun out into the Atlantic, and we had a good season. So let's hope for another season.
And, you know, and some of the literature you read or some of the things you hear say it might not be a real active season.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes one.
Yes, it does.
It just takes one. And we've had our one back when Ivan came. And, of course, we had all those before. We had Sally. You know, Sally did all that damage, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And even you look back, you see some of those storms we had even back in the 60s and 70s and 80s just really ripped us up. So be aware. Be aware and do your due diligence on what needs to be done.
Absolutely. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wagons, 437-1620. If you have any questions, you can call or text. And you said last week you were working on a checklist.
There was a few things. We had talked about, in the last couple of weeks, annuals that we like to plant with all the color,
mm-hmm.
okay, and which is really what spring and summer is all about with some gardening in Pensacola, that and vegetable gardening, of course. But anyway, some other plants that we recommended. We kind of got through our annual list, which was a lot of fun. But we started our perennial list of plants that, you know, perennials obviously are plants that come back year after year versus the annuals, which are a one-year deal. So I've got a few more to add to that perennial list, and then we can move forward.
Okay. You know what? We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this. News Radio 92.3.
With Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. It is Tuesday at the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 437-1620. If you'd like to text in your questions, he will answer anything.
Well, maybe not anything.
Almost anything.
We'll do whatever needs to be done, no question about it. I will say this, PJ, just a pat on the back to all of y'all here at 1620, 92.3. Your hurricane coverage is stellar. It was really good. I think many people rely on that. So I know everybody, it's an all hands on deck process to cover those storms. And y'all do a great job.
All right. Thank you.
No doubt.
So let's continue with the checklist.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see. We were talking about the perennials and the ones we talked about last week. We'll hit that real quick. We're starting with daylilies. Daylilies are a Pensacola staple. I've always said one of my favorite daylilies is one called Stella del Oro, which is a lower growing of daylily. And the daylilies are really interesting. A lot of people over the years in Pensacola have done propagation of new varieties of daylilies, and they grow them, and then come November, they'll separate them and have two plants out of one. And I've known some people even to give some of these daylilies as Christmas gifts, you know, because they're easy to grow, full sun, little fertilizer. I always like to add a little organic material when you plant them, but they really can be very pretty and bloom a long, long time.
When is the best time of year to plant those?
Oh, I would plant those in spring.
Okay.
Oh, sure, in the early spring.
Mm-hmm.
But it really doesn't make any difference. For example, here in November, or not here in November, but in November, which is a good time to separate them, you can separate them then and plant them again. So the time for daylilies, one, because they're kind of easy to grow, almost any time would be well. But springtime is a good time to do it. Gerber daisies, we talked about those, which are really pretty. Once again, they have some dwarf ones that grow kind of low with a lower stem. And then there are the old-fashioned ones, which have the tall stem. And that's the ones I really like. That's just the ones I grew up with. And so those are really very pretty. But what we always said on those Gerber daisies is, remember now, it's got that crown right at the base, right at soil level. And you just have to kind of keep the dirt off of that crown. Because if not, it's not really going to bloom like you want it to. It'll bloom in the spring, and it'll bloom a little later, too, if you do all those things right with a little fertilization, maybe every 30 days. That's a good idea. Once again, water. Don't forget that. And it's kind of a Pensacola basic, and it's a fun plant, and it's a beautiful plant.
Okay. We do have a question for you on the text line here, 437-1620, if you have any questions. Would you recommend Nellie Stevens Holly to be used as a privacy screen in Cordova Park? Need privacy between my fence and a major road.
No question. Nellie Stevens Holly is a real pretty holly. There's no doubt about it. And it's very, very hardy. It likes our soil. It likes our acid soil. And you can get them. Sometimes it's hard to find them in the market that are big enough to give you any kind of privacy. But a Nellie Stevens has got a real, I will say, this is real scientific, a real pretty leaf.
Uh-huh.
It does. Very glossy green, very hardy, and I think that's a great idea. I really do. Sometimes when we look for these privacy plants, plants that will provide privacy, we really do have to, if we want instant privacy, finding the larger plants in the market is kind of hard to do. What I always recommend is call a good landscaper. Blue Sky Landscaping, one of our good good friends on the radio here and a sponsor. We appreciate him. Paul could probably guide you in the right direction insofar as where to find that Nellie Stevens holly. But I enjoy them. I've got some in my yard, and they are very good. They're not real fast growers. They're a little slow, but, boy, I'll tell you, mine have put on some new growth this spring. It's just been great. So, anyway, I agree. Yes, a good choice.
This is the Garden Line, 437-1620, if you have any questions for Mike today. Another one for you on the text line. I have two medium-sized Navajo blackberry plants that my mother gave me in pots. What are some planting suggestions for those? Full sun, water, no water.
Full sun, what I would do, at least 6 hours of sun, I think it would be a good idea. And this is where I sometimes disagree with the experts. I really believe you need to add some organic material to the soil when you plant a plant like that, the blackberry that's been in a pot. First of all, take it out of the pot, and depending on how long it's been in that pot, you may find the roots have circled around. If that's the case, you need to loosen them up. I think a lot of our new gardeners will say, oh, my goodness, you're damaging the plant, messing with the roots. Not so. You're loosening the roots, let them expand out so they can accept the nutrients and the water that you put on there. And then in the hole where you plant the plant, mix some Canadian sphagnum peat moss. Canadian sphagnum peat moss will add organic material. It'll continue the moisture around the roots of the plant and help it adjust. You don't want that plant to go through a shock because it dries out. Also, one other thing that we don't talk about too much, but if you put water in the hole, mix up, take the sand out of the hole, dig the sand out of the hole, put some peat moss in there, then put the sand back in the hole and mix it all up. Turn it, and then go back and make room for the plant and plant it at exactly the same level that it was in the pot. And then you're in business. I think that's exactly what I do. Not hardy. That's a hardy plant. You're going to be fine. But if you do those little things like adding organic material, putting water in the hole as you plant it, loosening the roots, they call in our business, we call it scoring the roots. Some people, believe it or not, use a box cutter to score those roots. The plant that is more susceptible to those roots that go round and round and really make a plant root bound are dwarf azaleas. That's the ones you really have to work on to loosen those roots before you plant it for it to really survive and thrive.
Okay. We'll be back with Pep Talk.
Let's do it.
Right after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care. Today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today filling in for Meg. It is Tuesday. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, and we are always happy to take your questions, 437-1620, if you want to text those in to us.
Who's your music? Who is that?
That was David Bowie's Suffragette City.
Ooh, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, I do too. Good job. Good job. Okay, we are back on the perennials,
yes,
and we don't have much time, so let's until the end of the half hour here. Just a few. Well, let's just do the one that everybody knows about now, called the Agapanthus. Agapanthus are lily of the Nile, long stem plant with a blue bloom on the top. They are everywhere in Pensacola. They are absolutely gorgeous. It's just the time of year for them, and they are a true perennial. The Agapanthus plant, many times, if we have a harsh winter, it'll knock it down to the ground. And you'll say, hey, that plant's had it. It's gone. Forget it. But not so. It'll come back, and it'll bloom. And then the rest of the summer, it has a beautiful strap-like leaf to it, foliage, if you will, that makes it a very attractive, low-growing landscaping plant. So Agapanthus is great. I think you can find them at almost any garden center because they're so popular nowadays. They okay. really are. They're absolutely great. Kind of not similar, but the amaryllis is similar in that it too is a perennial. Sends up these beautiful stalks of trumpet-like blooms this time of year, and some of them about had it. They have bloomed out, but it's still a great plant. It'll die back. You can cut off the stem, and the foliage will be very pretty for the rest of the season. It'll kind of go dormant and come back every year. So that's the amaryllis. And let's see, I have one other one over here. Oh, this is another perennial that I really haven't seen much lately. I always liked it. It's called a Michaelmas daisy.
Mm.
A Michaelmas daisy is, once again, plant comes back every year, but beautiful lavender, if you will, kind of purplish blooms in the fall, after the summer season. Absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if you can find them anywhere. Maybe somebody listening will know about where one could find Michaelmas daisies, but it really is a very, very pretty plant.
Uh-huh.
So, and the same thing, as we talked about, it likes the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about 6 hours of sun would be fine. And then plant away, and they'll just give you pretty color later in the year. And sometimes we don't have too much blooming, so it's a good plant.
You saw over the break that Catherine had sent us a picture of the daily.
Yeah.
She actually sent us some more pictures that she wants you to look at, but she says that they have enjoyed the daily rain.
Oh, no doubt about it. During the break.
We got 30 seconds.
Well, good. Well, I'm going to sneak over there and take a look at those pictures. Nobody can do it like Catherine. I'll tell you, the daily she sent was beautiful, kind of an orangish, kind of a garnet and gold, almost a Seminole color, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful, beautiful daylily. I look forward to looking at the other pictures.
All right, we'll continue with Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line, 437-1620, right after the news break.
I'm CJ Pop with the Golden State primary underway. President Trump on Truth Social calling on Californians to vote for Republican Steve Hilton for governor, saying we will make California great again. The top two vote getters move on to the November election. Fox's Matt Finn has more on the LA mayor's race.
Some key issues: the open air drug use across town, homeless encampments, and the historic fires that happened under Karen Bass's watch.
Incumbent Democrat Karen Bass trying to retain her seat against fellow Democratic City Councilmember Nithya Raman, an outsider Republican and former reality TV star Spencer Pratt. And President Donald Trump turns to the Federal Housing Finance Director, Bill Pulte, to become the acting director of national intelligence, replacing Tulsi Gabbard, who stepped down last month after revealing her husband's cancer diagnosis. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 76 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get a full look at our forecast in just a minute. Florida lawmakers amended Governor DeSantis's property tax cut plan yesterday ahead of a scheduled floor vote today. The homestead exemption would rise to $150,000 next year, $250,000 in 2028. With the school district levies now carved out of that proposal. Now, if lawmakers approve that plan today, Florida voters would decide on the amendment in November, where it would need a 60% approval to pass. The city of Pensacola says it's making headway on three separate efforts to address homelessness. The police department's community response specialists have had about 1,700 interactions with homeless residents since 2023. And they say they've placed or referred more than 300 people into shelters or housing. A $100,000 city investment into the Children's Home Society's Hand Up for Youth program has also helped about 21 young people get into stable housing, and that exceeds their original goal. And that pallet shelter program that's being run with Reentry Alliance Pensacola, well, that's now grown from 14 units to 27. 10 years ago today, Captain Jeff Kuss of the Blue Angels died in a crash during an air show practice in Smyrna, Tennessee. The mayor of that city says the bond forged between Smyrna and Pensacola in the aftermath of the accident has never faded. Mayor Mary Esther Reed joined Pensacola's Morning News today to mark the anniversary.
We came together as a community, and I remember your community did as well. And we even sent some of our first responders down to y'all's candlelight vigil and the event you all held. And I think an event like this ties individuals together, but it also can tie communities. And I think forever our fabrics will be woven together as two communities that suffered a loss.
Reed also said Smyrna built a memorial featuring a Blue Angel jet that's become one of the city's most beloved gathering places, hosting 4th of July celebrations, night runs, weddings, and military enlistments. In the 2 years following that crash, Smyrna raised $1.4 million to fund that memorial. It's 9:33. Let's get a look at our forecast.
We will have a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 82. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we do have partly cloudy skies. It's 76. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Marvel Technology shares are up 20% this morning after NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said the tech giant could be the next trillion-dollar company. NVIDIA recently invested $2 billion in the chipmaker and other firms designing photonic technology. Amazon said its annual Prime Day event is scheduled for June 23rd through June 26th. The four-day shopping fest comes after U.S. consumer sentiment dropped in May to a record low. More shoppers have turned to Prime Day and other discount events to stock up on groceries and household essentials. The Office of the United States Trade Representative has proposed 25% tariffs on Brazilian goods under Section 301, determining that the South American nation had engaged in practices that are unreasonable and burden or restrict U.S. commerce. Some of these practices include anti-corruption enforcement, illegal deforestation, and more. Stocks are currently mixed as Alphabet shares slide. Investors are also watching for developments in the Middle East. That's Your Money Now.
From time to time, parents occasionally ask,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
A better question might be,
is it safe for my children not to participate in high school sports?
Statistics show that teenagers are likely to be healthier and stay healthier as adults if they play a sport in high school. Participating in a high school sport builds and maintains strong bones, muscles, and joints. High school athletes are also more likely to develop good eating habits. High school athletes not only have stronger bodies, their self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-discipline are strengthened too. So insightful parents aren't asking,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
Instead, they're asking,
hey, what time is the game tonight?
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. It is the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 437-1620. If you have any questions for him today, he'll answer almost anything.
And almost.
We were working through a checklist.
We'll answer anything. I don't know if the answer will be right.
Yes, it will.
We'll give everything a shot. Okay, we were talking about the perennials. We talked about the Michaelmas daisies and daylilies and gerberas, amaryllis, agapanthus. There's one that I hesitate to call it a new plant because it's really not, but it's for the last decade, it's been kind of new in landscapes, and that's the leopard plant.
Mm.
Leopard plant, for lack of a better description, looks like a huge dollar weed, big foliage. Some people even call it a tractor plant because it looks like a seat on a tractor.
Oh.
It's not that big, but it will send up in the fall some gorgeous yellow blooms. And I've seen a landscape. Matter of fact, my friend Paul at Blue Sky Landscaping did a landscape over near Bio Tahar and planted a bunch of those together. And in the fall, it was just a sea of yellow. It was really very, very pretty. So you may want to try that.
Yeah.
And they've made it through the winter. So I think it's a good plant, but a good perennial to plant.
Let's see, what's a good time of year to plant that if you want to see them in the fall?
Oh, I'd plant them. It's a good springtime planting.
Okay.
You know, in the winter, we always recommend, let's do some planting. You know, let's draw out our landscapes. If we want to, we may want to change things. Maybe we want to try something new. And this leopard plant, tractor plant, if you will, is new.
Yeah.
You know, you may just want to try some. And you don't have to fill the North 40 with them, but plant your three or four, see if you like them. And same with some of the other plants that many times we get new plants. One plant I'd love to talk about today if we have time. I doubt if we will. I'm going to do it in the next couple of shows. Talk about the drift roses.
Mm.
We've talked about them a little bit on this show, but the drift roses are a byproduct of the development of the knockout roses, which have just overtaken the rose industry because they are easy roses versus your basic tea roses and grandifloras and floribundas, which can be a challenge sometimes with our heat and humidity here in Pensacola. So, but the knockout roses are great, but the drift roses are a close cousin to those knockout roses, and they are absolutely gorgeous. Meg and I have talked about the landscaping in Gulf Breeze, in the median strips in Gulf Breeze, and if I'm not mistaken, they've used some drift roses there. It's a dwarf. You could probably call it a ground cover, but it's not. It grows a little taller than that, but it's just a great low-growing plant that loves the sun, easy to maintain, and blooms. It blooms its heart out there.
Yeah.
They really are cool plants.
Yeah, I have noticed those plantings. They do a good job.
Oh, they do. Oh, they do a great job. There's no doubt about that. So, really, those are some of our plants. Oh, one or two more, just real quick, because this is just kind of covering what we did last week. Caladiums are one of my all-time favorites, and I just wanted to stress that it's not too late to plant caladium bulbs, really. You get them into ground now with the ground warming up like it is. They'll come up very quickly and give you nice color all the way through, probably through September. and but they are really, really good. Same with the elephant ears. You know, we always say when we have these cold snaps, my elephant ears have had it. They've all, you know, they're just leaning over. All the big pretty leaves are just drooping. That plant's had it. Well, of course not. It's a great landscaping plant that will come back year after year. And what it does, in my opinion, I've used it in the corner of a fence going north and south, and one that meets it coming east and west. And it fills a corner up and gives it, in my opinion, kind of a tropical look.
Mm.
I think a good look is plant a crepe myrtle in the center of that bed and then put some elephant ears in there with it. And it just gives you a nice tropical looking planting.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
We do have a question for you, but I do want you to finish your checklist. So
the checklist is long. Let's do the text.
All right. Just wanted to check. All right. So Steve wants to know, bamboo sometimes gets a bad rap, but what is a good non-invasive type? 437-1620 if you have any additional questions.
I wonder if that's Steve from the West Side, who calls us a lot, who is a great gardener. I mean, he is really, really good. It may not be the same guy. Anyway, thanks for the text. Bamboo, you're right. You go plant bamboo in your yard, traditional, normal bamboo, and give it enough time and it'll come up in your living room. So you might need to rethink planting bamboo unless you can find some clump bamboo. Clump bamboo doesn't have that root structure that will just travel through your yard and get into, it won't really get into your house, but it really will just be impossible to control. And if you ever want to get rid of it, that's where you really have a problem. So be very, very sure you're getting the right kind of bamboo. The clump bamboo is the best. And even at that, if you plant it and it stays there for a matter of years and you get tired of it, you're changing your landscape plan, it's hard to get rid of. It's very strong root system. And a lot of the typical herbicides that have been used to control plants in the environment and in our gardens don't really affect it. It's that strong.
Okay.
So anyway, clump is what I would do.
Okay, sounds good. 437-1620 if you have any additional questions for Mike today on the Garden Line and what's next up on the list.
Well, let's do this. Most of us all have turned the pages on our calendar and have found that it's June. So here we are. So I found in some of my stuff a checklist for summer. And summer is defined in this checklist, June, July, and August. So these are...
Well, June 21st, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 10 items.
Right? Okay.
Okay.
Let's start.
Here we go. Okay. Fertilize your blooming plants as needed with a granular or liquid fertilizer. Well, I didn't say these were real complicated on this checklist, but we all know that. But keep in mind, if you're going to use a granular fertilizer, buy a good one. Buy a good granular fertilizer that is, one, slow release. It's a good granular fertilizer. It has nitrogen, phosphate, and potash. Those are the three major elements.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, if you look on the label, it's got a lot of what we call minor elements. And they're really not, in my opinion, they're really not minor. There just aren't that many of them. But they're on that list, and that will help the root structure. It helps the structure of the plant. It gives it some nitrogen to help it grow. So that's what you need to do, to find the right fertilizer. Now, formula-wise, I think really you could use an even formula. A lot of the, in the past, a lot of people have used 8-8-8, 10-10-10, that type of thing. And I think nowadays you can find it with those descriptions that I just said, granular, slow release, a lot of minor elements. So do that. How much do you use? I just kind of salt and pepper it around my annuals. If you're going to fertilize some of your basic shrubbery, then I always like in the summer a tight handful for every foot of height.
Okay.
All the way out to the edge of the plant as to the drip line. you can, that's a good way to do it in the spring when you're just doing your normal fertilization, like you're fertilizing azaleas, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And azaleas, of course, if you're going to buy fertilizer for azaleas, generally it comes for azaleas, gardenias, and it covers those two. And so you can find it labeled like that. So there you go.
Okay. This is The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. 437-1620 if you have any additional questions. This is News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. It is The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 437-1620. If you have any questions you would like to text him, we did actually have... Yes, sir?
No, I was going to follow up. One on the last question.
Okay.
About the fertilization. One suggestion, you might want to buy a fertilizer. Remember I said it had azaleas and gardenias on it?
Mm-hmm.
Many times it'll have camellias, too. It's called, ACG, azalea, camellia, and gardenia fertilizer. That's good for your azaleas, camellias, and gardenias, but it's also good for some of those annuals that we've been talking about, are the perennials. It's a good basic annual perennial fertilizer for Pensacola.
Okay.
It's good for our acid soil. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Okay. Like I said, we do have two questions on the text line here. 437-1620. Is there something to discourage but not kill tree roots that are encroaching on an in-ground pool?
I don't know what that would be. If you have roots encroaching on your pool, obviously that can be a problem. So I don't know other than manual labor. Get out there and cut the roots. If you can get them, if they're surface roots, go out there and just start and kind of cut away. It probably won't damage the tree that's offering these roots, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that's probably the best suggestion I can have. That's a good suggestion, quite frankly, for one of two people, one of your pool people or one of your tree people, tree surgeons, if you will. They can probably answer that question better than anybody else. And a third person you might ask that question, since we really don't have a great answer here, is your county extension service. Beth Bowles up here off Stefani Road, they really have some great research resources up there where they might be able to help you with that.
Okay, perfect. I planted my garlic in late October. Last year, I think I waited too long. Some rotted. When is the best time to harvest?
I think you're probably getting close. I think probably the month of June, I think would be a good time to check it out. I think you're probably about ready. Growing garlic is kind of fun. A lot of people don't grow garlic. There's also a plant called society garlic that really is, well, it
sounds fancy.
Kind of a perennial. Oh. We've been talking about that. It sends up little stalks, little blooms on the top. It's really kind of fun to grow. But no, if you're going to plant garlic to cook with, I think you're probably about ready if you planted them last October. Obviously, you know, check it out, pull one up, check it out, be sure it's ready to go. And one, you haven't left it in too long. Right.
All right. So this half hour, we were talking about a summer checklist. Let's continue with that.
Yeah, we hadn't gotten too far on that, have we? This is a good one. We could do a two-day seminar on this one. Check your plants and lawns daily for insects and disease. Fair enough. Let's just do the insects first. As we get into the summer, in your lawn, you have two basic bad actors, chinch bugs and sod webworms. Oh, and I'll throw in mole crickets on that also. Those are your three insects that are a problem. Generally, we're a little in June here. We're a little early for them. It's usually a little bit later when this turf really warms up because they love that warm soil because they're basically tropical insects. Chinch bugs are going to make your lawn discolor, have big brown spots, generally out by the street or by a driveway, mainly because those areas of your lawn are warmer than the ones inside your lawn, if you will. So be watching for that. How do you know? Well, sometimes it's hard to tell if your lawn is suffering from lack of water. First thing I do is check a sprinkler head because it has that look about it. But what you might do on the edge of the spot where that's discolored, take a kind of a plug out with a shovel, maybe about a 3 or 4 inch plug, put it in a bucket of water, hold it down for, 5, 6 minutes, and if it's chinch bugs, they'll come crawling up the edge of the bucket in which you put the plug. They are little black bugs. They've got kind of if you see them, they look like they have a gray look on their back. Those are really wings. You can't tell that, but they are.
Okay.
And chinch bugs are kind of hard to control, but you've got to spray them, or you've got to use some granular insecticide to control them if you have chinch bugs. The other problem in the lawn with insects are sod webworms. Now, over the years, we've had some real infestation of sod webworms in Pensacola, especially Gulf Breeze. I don't know why. Excuse me. But anyway, they are easy to diagnose. You walk out and you've got a spot in your yard, and you look real close at the blades of grass, and it looks like a goat has been eating them. They've got notches in them, in the blades of grass. And so that's your sod webworms. They are much easier to control than your chinch bugs. They really are. But we're a little ahead of ourselves because rest easy for a while because this is generally an August-September problem, those two. Now, mole crickets are active right now. Mole crickets don't eat your lawn. What they do, they burrow through your lawn, disturb the roots, and your lawn will show a discoloration. There, and you need to put out some insecticide, and some people will even put a bait out. A difference in insecticide, in my opinion, and bait is an insecticide is a contact killer. The bait, the bug has to eat it.
Okay.
On a bait. Anyway, those are the three bad actors for lawn insects. Now, insects, let's say tomato plants, the product you want to use there is called BT, two letters. BT stands for Bacillus thuringiensis. It is, pardon me, totally safe, organic, safe for humans, but it will control worms, That's all it does.
Okay.
Controls worms. So when they get on your tomato plant or pepper plant or whatever, look for BT.
All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 437-1620. Before the break, we were talking about lawn care and insects.
Yeah,
let's continue.
We were going to talk about lawn diseases. We don't have time to really hit it hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it forms in a circular pattern, and on the outer perimeter of that circle, it has a burnt brown look to it. That's called Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus. And it can take over. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And we've always said in St. Augustine lawns, that's where it really is worse. That's why so many people have said, Uncle, I can't handle this anymore. I'm going to go to zoysia grass where we don't have that Rhizoctonia fungus. That's bad. Zoysia can get a little fungus too, but nothing like St. Augustine, because that Rhizoctonia fungus is so hard to control. But you need to buy a fungicide and spray it once, twice, maybe three times.
All right.
So that's it. So we'll hit the rest of this checklist next week.
Mike Wiggins, thanks for being here.
Thank you, PJ. Enjoyed it.